New day, new you. Wake your ass up. Only strong. Positive vibes. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. Listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Oh, yeah. That got your eyebrows raised, didn't it? Know why I did that? Sometimes I go above and beyond when I go deep on your ass. Woo! Zip! The hardest part about starting is starting. Now, that was me replicating a sound of an engine trying to turn over. So I say this. Let's begin. See, I said, let's begin to get us started. But technically, the second I said, let's, we have already started. Now, you ever had some shit started, a car already started, and you didn't, because your shit was tuned up so perfectly, and you try to restart a fucking started goddamn engine? Like a goddamn idiot. When you do that shit, everybody turn around. This stupid ass over here just try to restart an engine that's already started. Whoa, man.
You can damage the starter like that.
You'll fuck your car up, and you'll fuck two things up. You'll fuck that the starter up, and you'll fuck your day up and your pride, because you got to get out that goddamn car. People don't heard your ass try to restart the goddamn car like a fucking idiot. Oh, that's a recognizable sound. Miles, when you try to start a car that's already started, you like a goddamn idiot. You blame it on the car. You get out the car and look at the damn car. Hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You already started. Like you wasn't the one who turned the goddamn key again.
You seem like you're making a big production out of just an accident, though. I don't know that you got to get out of the car and blame the car. It's dramatic.
You better do that. Put it on that car. Like you get out the car and say, "What are you doing? Fuck are you doing? This what you're gonna do right now? That's how you gonna do this? Like you in the car having an argument. You always blame the car.
It still seems a bit much. It seems like the car would just look at the camera, and you still would get the blame again. Like the car would be like, is it me or is it him?
Or the car would hold up both front tires. Like I don't know. You fucking did that shit. Like it was just like I don't know. It's like hunches tires, like hunching shoulders and shit. You did that. You fucking know. And then the car
says, a lot of lower body strength.
And these cars are smart nowadays. The cars say, no, you fucked up. See? Yeah. Right in front of everybody. And you got to look around. You got to say, what the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck you. I just filled you up with super unleaded. And this how you going to treat me in front of all these goddamn people in front of Target?
Yeah, it sounds like something a Ford would say.
Ford got a smart-ass mouth, Miles.
Yeah.
They're the smart-ass mouth vehicle. You know what Ford stands for, right?
A lot of things.
You know, the initials. You know what the fucking initials stand for?
Well, what are you going to say it stands for?
It's legendary. It's found on road dead. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fixed or repaired daily.
That's another one. Shit. Yeah. Man, so many of them, Miles. People love that kind of stuff. It sticks with them. So here's what happened, man. I dove in. I cannonballed right into this bitch. Cannonballed, Miles. I remember vividly. When I just said the word cannonball, it reminded me of the time when I was at the public pool, Miles, and I cannonballed into that fucking water. And my friend fucked around and cannonballed on top of a fucking cannonball. Already cannonballed. You gotta wait till my cannonball comes out of the fucking water and climbs out before you cannonball on top of a goddamn cannonball, Rodney Johnson. I'll never forget that shit, Rodney Johnson.
That's pool you did safety. That shit. Basic pool safety.
Now, if that motherfucker had decided to belly flop, I wouldn't have hurt my fucking neck when he cannonballed on top of a cannonball. Woo! See, that's public pool etiquette. You don't cannonball on top of another cannonball.
No, not at all.
Woo! You could have broke my fucking neck fucking around out there, Miles. But I digress.
You definitely.
Yeah.
I remember was zzzzzzz.
Yeah, I digress, Miles.
Yeah.
So, Miles, I wanted to start, so I started. I kind of tricked myself by saying, let's begin, as if I hadn't already begun, Miles.
Yeah.
Now why am I telling you all this?
Because we need to start the podcast, so.
Yes and no. Let me tell you something, Miles. One of the hardest things to do is to start something.
Well, that's true.
It's very hard, Miles. And some people don't have the ability to start some shit. A new job, a speech, a conversation with a stranger. A damn diet, Miles. A fucking diet is the hardest thing for people to start sometimes.
It's tough.
Woo! And now, most of us fiddle the fuck around wondering, how do I begin? Where do I fit in? And how do I get in? Here's the answer, Miles. You kick that fucking door open and walk your ass in. Don't question yourself. The hardest step is the first one. And then after that, this should get easier, Miles. Remember that cartoon, Miles? I believe it was stop motion animation for the holidays. Remember, goddamn the Heat Miser what's the other one named? The Cold One. Cold Miser? Yeah. What was his fucking name, Miles?
Heat Miser.
And
Cold Guy.
He was an abominable snowman or some shit like that.
Something.
Which is still one of my favorite goddamn words, Miles. Abominable. People don't use that shit. You don't never hear abominable nowhere unless it's attached to goddamn snowman.
That's true. You don't hear that. That fella is an abominable guy. You don't hear that.
You will never overhear someone say abominable, Miles, in any setting.
No.
Church, you ever heard a reverend say, oh, yes, the Lord is abominable.
No.
You never heard anybody say that, Miles. Abominable. No.
Well, you were getting ready to tell us about a cartoon, though. Clay animation stop thing.
Yeah, Miles. And they had a song up there. You know that song went like, Miles? Put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out the door.
We don't sing well together.
Put one foot in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking out the door. See, that's the kind of song a lady should sing when she's throwing you the fuck out of her house.
Wow, she sang it so joyfully, though.
But that's the thing. That's what throws a guy off.
I guess it is joyful. Because
you don't see it coming. You don't see you walking out that door and all your shit going along with you in boxes. Yeah. You don't know she already packed your shit.
That would be a nice stop animation thing I'd watch for the holidays.
Fuck yeah, you would, Miles. Hey, Miles, you ever jump double Dutch?
The rope game?
Fuck yeah, the rope game. Double Dutch. I don't mean two Dutch motherfuckers walking down the street, Miles. You know, two Dutch twins. Hey, which is double Dutch too? That's double Dutch too.
Yeah, if you jump two Dutchmen.
Oh, yeah, two Dutch twins and shit.
Right.
That's double Dutch.
Two Dutch twins. That's four people, right?
Oh, you're right, Miles. Miles. You always doing the math, Miles. You should have been a mathematician. That's what the fuck you should have been, Miles. You sitting there doing the fucking math. Like you a goddamn walking calculator.
Well, it was just 2 times 2, but thank you.
But fuck around and carry the one or some shit like that.
But you remember the Double Dutch Bus, that song?
Mm-mm.
You sounded like you were singing it in the beginning when you were going zzz zzz
zzz zzz zzz zzz zzz zzz.
Well, that's a different song, but
that's a whole Miles. Yeah. Your playlist is in your head is fucking me up, Miles. You
the Double song, Dutch man. Bus walking down the street.
Woo.
Moving pretty fast, so kind of shuffle your feet.
Yeah. Oh, Miles. See, that's worth paying for. You know what I'm saying, Miles? Yeah. That's worth paying a little extra for the use of that motherfucker without permission. Woo.
Yeah. Well, without permission is key. We're not paying for that.
I pay for that motherfucker. See, kiss my ass.
So what about jumping double Dutch?
Oh. I mean, is there another kind of double Dutch I don't know about, Miles?
No, I think we covered all of them. Mm. Dutchmen jumping each other, two jumping Dutchmen. The double Dutch.
Because that's two sets of motherfucking double Dutch twins.
Yeah.
Woo! Now, how about is two double Dutch twins turning the double Dutch rope and two double Dutch twins inside there jumping and shit? Now, that right there is confusing to the motherfucker. Someone has walked by and said, look at those double Dutch twins jumping double Dutch with two double Dutch twins. God damn it, Miles.
Especially if they're Dutch and they got those clogs on and then clogging and jumping.
Miles, I will pay to see two double Dutch jumping double Dutch twins with two double Dutch goddamn Dutches fucking turning the goddamn double Dutch rope and they double Dutching in goddamn clogs, Miles. I'll pay to see that shit.
They should do a festival like that every year. I would go to that. A lot of beer.
Oh, Miles. And then they're holding beer while they're drinking and double Dutching, jumping while two double Dutch goddamn double Dutch twins are turning the goddamn double Dutch rope.
Although with all those twins jumping, I would say it would be disturbing to watch. It would be something a little like, you know, if what if they started eating everyone?
Now you fucked up, Miles. Now you done got my head turning now. Now you done fucked around and got a zombie movie with two double dutching, jumping goddamn double dutch goddamn twins by two double dutches, a turn of goddamn double dutch, and two double dutch goddamn zombie twins come behind the double dutch ones that are already turning the double dutch rope and bite him in the motherfucking neck.
Wow, I don't know how you kept track of all of that.
Miles, you know I'm good with the zombie shit.
And sometimes
my math is just as good as your fucking math.
Sometimes it's better. Well, look, I know our episodes are longer, and I'm sure people are enjoying that, but this is just long. Where are you going with this double dutch thing?
So anyway, you know what it is. It's a rhythm thing, Miles.
Right.
Your double dutch rope being turned, and you're waiting to jump in. You sit there rocking back and forth, waiting to jump in, Miles. This is all leading to people not knowing how to start, Miles. You're sitting there bouncing back and forth, waiting for the right moment. And Miles, do you know when that right moment is, Miles?
When?
Whenever the fuck you jump. See? Whenever you fucking jump, that's the right time, Miles.
I get it.
And trust me, Miles, my advice is the sooner you jump, the better. Sooner you jump, the better, Miles. You ain't overthinking about shit, Miles. Or else they'll find your ass rocking back and forth forever, waiting for the perfect moment to do something in your goddamn life.
You're frozen. You're frozen, waiting for the perfect moment.
You're fucking sitting there frozen like a goddamn idiot, Miles. Bouncing back and forth. Actually, you know, not forever. You know, your silly ass will be rocking there until the two people turn the rope, get sick of your bullshit, and walk away, Miles. They'll walk away.
You missed out on an opportunity because you were too hesitant to jump.
Trust me, Miles, and everybody out there in podcast world. The right time to begin is the moment you do. And the moment you do is right the fuck away. Right away. So let's begin.
Let's begin.
See, you didn't even know when I was going to begin. See, you were sitting there. I'm not sure if you were the person about to jump in or the person turning the goddamn rope that time.
I was just turning a rope.
You turned the rope. I just jumped in.
I feel like I turned the rope a lot with you. I just turned the rope and watched you jump. So you said let's begin?
Yeah, let's begin. Let's jump. I don't know about you, but I'm already jumping.
I am Miles, and thanks for joining us on a new day of May I Elaborate, sound wisdom from JB Smooth. On each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. JB is jumping right now with an invisible rope. It just, on a Zoom call, I gotta tell you, it looks crazy.
Okay.
Before we get to that, while doing the podcast, we have noticed that while some of you seem to glean a lot of enlightenment and nourishment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer out his very specific brand of advice to some of the personal and day-to-day issues of our wonderful listeners. JB jumped double dutch throughout that entire speech there. So we now present some of your questions in our segment. It's something we call Ask JB, and trust me, I will get better at saying all of that. Hey, JB, we got some questions out there from some of our listeners, some people who clearly every day listen to you and appreciate and respect your wisdom, and they need your answers. Are you ready to answer?
Miles, let's go. People need us. They missed us, and they fucking need us. Let's do it.
Here's the first one. I think this one is pretty complex for just a question. Like, this is definitely not a yes or no answer. This is from XO Sherry Lynn.
Let's hear it.
My ex-husband of 27 years moved back to my city with his new wife and started hitting up my hairdresser and my plumber, and his new wife started shopping at my best friend's boutique all the time. Make it stop.
Woo! Miles, this is a tough one right here.
Yeah.
She might need a whole episode for this one, Miles. This one takes...
No, that's complex.
Dissect this one.
Woo. Her ex-husband of 27... So she was married to this guy for 27 years. Then he left town because she said he moved back to my city. So he split town.
Split town.
And maybe he went out to get a pack of Coors Light and some Pampers.
That's always a go-to. I'll be right back.
And never came back. Mm-mm-mm. Now here he is back with his new wife. And instead of these people finding their own things in town, a hairdresser she needs and a plumber, they go to hers. Conflict of interest. And she's shopping at her Best Friends Boutique. Come on, how do you make that stop, Jamie?
What's the purpose? Why are you revisiting? You're asking for hookups from previous hookups that this new wife ain't even a part of, man.
Right.
I don't understand. What did the Miles do? Did this sound like something they need to pitch to Bravo or Lifetime?
I'll watch it.
Oh, I would pay to see this Lifetime movie. Woo-wee. You know what? Like any reality show that you get sick of, you need to stop watching that shit. The more you pay attention, see, you guys have a road that's already fucking traveled.
Yeah.
Here's where you fuck them up at. You fuck around and introduce yourself to his fucking new wife. And then tell the new wife all the bullshit stories of this motherfucker, his history. Since you want to revisit history and regurgitate all the shit that we built together, my goddamn friend's a hairdresser, my damn plumber. It's my shit.
Yeah.
See, you introduce yourself to your goddamn wife, and you show up and be friends with the fucking new wife, but all you talk about is the bullshit that this dude did before he left your ass after 27 goddamn years and break down every motherfucking year to her ass. Since you want to be in my goddamn circle.
There you go.
See?
I love that. Instead of history, she can tell her story and she could even tell the plumber to drop a few loads, pardon the pun, on them as he's in the house doing stuff.
Telling you something, it's worth the effort of telling that plumber to make that motherfucking pipe leak like a motherfucker.
Oh, that too. Woo. Yeah, a little sabotage.
Fix one, make one. Fix a leak, start a leak. Fix a leak, start a goddamn leak. Woo!
Right.
And then in the hairdresser thing, you have your hairdresser cut a patch of hair out the back of that motherfucking head. So you can't see a patch of hair missing in the back of your fucking noggin. See? You think it's beautiful. You see the back? You got a fucking pothole in the back of that goddamn bouffant hairdo.
Well, if these people are willing to get bad Yelp reviews for you, I guess that's something. That seems like those are going to small claims court, though.
You do what you got to do. Fuck that. But I do recommend befriending that new wife, and all you talk about is this motherfucker. Hoo-wee! She's going to want to know more. She's going to want to know more of the bullshit that this dude is capable of doing. Woo!
Well, I think that was very helpful. Mm-hmm. I hope, XO Sherry Lynn, that helps you. We have time for one more, JB.
Let's go.
All right. This is from Patrick_Dunn24. My friend keeps assuming that I can give her rides. When I make plans, she gets mad at me. 3 exclamation points.
Mm. I got a suggestion. Uber and Lyft. Now, here's how you annoy the fuck out of somebody, Miles. Here's what'll stop that bullshit right away.
Because she's taking advantage of him, right?
Taking advantage of her ass. You ride around. You drive slow than a motherfucker. She ain't never going to make it on time anywhere she got to go. Anywhere. You drive slow, and you always leave your left signal on constantly.
Some people are beeping at you.
Click, 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 tick, 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 tick. All you hear is that goddamn left turn signal on all the time.
What if she says, hey, you got the signal on?
You say, huh?
So you're doing like what they do at jobs. You could do like a work slowdown, and you're playing dumb.
You play dumb all the time. You play dumb. You play constantly fucking dumb and eat like peanuts or something like something really not appealing when you're driving with someone in the car.
About a can of sardines. Yeah,
and get a dog. Get a big ass fucking dog to jump around in the back seat, going from window to window, window to window, window to window, window to window, window to window.
How many windows you got?
Oh man. Oh shit.
You driving a bus?
It would be really cool. Take the whole back window out that motherfucking car. Take the back window out that bitch and roll the two side windows down and have that dog just running to window to window to window and just fucking and a dog that sheds.
Get the motherfucker. All that fur blowing everywhere.
Oh my God. She gonna fucking hate your ass. Woo!
So just make it an unpleasant experience.
Yes. And then what you do that, dude? You disassemble your fucking seatbelt in the front and make them, they got to hold it with their hand the whole fucking ride. See, little irritating shit like that. And you take off your door handle to get out. And you got to always let them out. Ooh, wait. That would drive anybody fucking crazy. You got to always say, give me a minute, walk around and let you out. Oh.
Don't get pulled over, though. You're going to get a lot of tickets. This car doesn't seem roadworthy.
And you know how your seat can lean back? You break the mechanism so the bitch can't sit forward. So the person always laying the fuck down and can't see where the fuck they're going at. Just little teeny things like that. Oh.
Yeah. You've wrecked your car. I hope you didn't love the car, but I feel like this would be effective.
You didn't wreck your car. You wrecked their ass. No. You
right. Well, fucking crashed the car didn't make out too
well. No, the car's fine, man. The car'll be fine. You can put that shit back together again. See?
All right. Well, hey, that was it for Ask JB. Send in more questions so we can continue to ask JB.
And always drive around with a little bit of gas, and you got to always keep stopping to fill that bitch up. Oh. Yeah.
Now it seems like a lot of work, but I love them. Maybe a few of the options that you offer.
And leave your wipers on. Leave your motherfucking wipers on a hot ass day. Fuck them. See? Yeah. Just fucking wipers. Just flick, flack, flick, flack, flick, flack. All the fucking time. They're going to tell you to turn off that goddamn left turn signal, and your fucking wipers are on. And I can't get the fuck out this car, and you're low on gas. What the fuck is wrong with you? No. What the fuck wrong with you?
Right.
You fucked up getting in my car.
I'm questioning the quality of life you've created for yourself just to do this, but and now it's on to our quote. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. You ready for it?
Miles, I'm always ready, Miles. Let's go.
Miracles begin with you. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. And that's by Deepak Chopra.
Whew. Man, I mean, let me say that back to myself sometimes. Oh, man. Okay, people, look at us. Miracles begin with you. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. Oh, wait. Now, this is inspirational, Miles.
I
love it. I love it, Miles. Good.
It's like some Jedi stuff.
It's miracles begin with you.
Like that's
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Not doing the whole thing.
And you catch a person down on themselves, and you put your fucking finger on their fucking chin, and you lift their head up. And see, Miles, that's how you fucking do it. You put your little fucking index finger under their chin, because if you're gonna say this, that person is probably down in the motherfucking dumps.
Yeah,
and you grab
them, lifting them
put
up.
Put your fucking index finger, you lift their fucking head up, Miles. Yeah. And you make them look you in the eye. You say this shit to them. This right here make a tear come out of mother. This shit'll make your nose cry. It'll make a tear come out your fucking nostrils, Miles. You hear me?
Right. Maybe don't touch people though, but invading personal space.
It's kind of personal space.
But, hey, I see you love this quote. You still should take a moment and think about it during the break. Mm-hmm. Mm. So we'll be back.
I'm going to put my own goddamn finger under my chin and lift my own head up. How about that?
Welcome back to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from JB Smoove. Today's quote we're looking at is, miracles begin with you. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible.
Miles, you already know how I feel about Deepak.
Yeah.
Oh, he goes deep, Miles. So what I'm going to do, Miles, I'm going to put on my suit and see if I can go down deep with him, Miles.
And you are a licensed diver, so.
When you dive in, Miles, do you know that most people piss inside the scuba outfit, Miles?
I mean, I would assume that, but I didn't think it was a teachable topic. Yeah.
Yeah, feel free to piss in that motherfucker. Feel free to piss in it, Miles.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Especially if it's yours. You know, I wouldn't recommend pissing inside one that is a rental. I'm not sure if you can rent those things or not, but don't piss in them.
Don't do that. Or don't piss in someone else's.
Oh, don't piss inside someone else's,
and then
else's, Miles.
Let them put it on and let them go diving.
Let them go diving in that shit, knowing damn well you pissed in that bitch.
Yeah, that you were in the locker room pissing in their suit before you put yours on.
And you pissing in it before you even get in the fucking water.
Yeah.
Now you're doing too much.
That's
way too much. If you're underwater, I can see it. You know, you're already fucking wet. But here's the fucking problem, Miles. A wetsuit, It's supposed to keep you fucking dry. Not dry, but it's supposed to keep you, it's tight on your body. Right. And it's supposed to keep the water out so you don't fucking freeze. Why are you pissing in a goddamn outfit?
Right. Woo. You're right. Anyway, you got the suit on. You're going deep with Deepak. How do you, where do you go? Where do you go?
You go deep. Take a look around. There's a whole lot of bullshit in this world. Everywhere is bullshit, Miles. Now, it's easy to look at the world around us and think there's no hope. But trust me, there's always hope, Miles. Somewhere there's a place where you will find hope and where nothing is impossible. See, where nothing is impossible, Miles. Now, think about this. Think about a badass school. Every town has that one high school that people are like, don't send your kids there. Every town has one of those damn schools where you do not want your kids to go. See, that's a badass school, Miles.
Bad school.
I mean, it's one of those schools where the kids major in punching a motherfucker in the face, Miles.
That's a major.
That's on a goddamn curriculum.
Yeah.
Fucking somebody up. On the curriculum, Miles, they teach
probably
that shit.
Need it in that school. You probably need it.
You need to be able to take a punch to the face and also punch a motherfucker in the face.
Right.
Now, trust me, though, Miles. Trust me, though. In that badass school, there's room somewhere with a class taught by Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Henderson, a good-ass teacher. Who cares, Miles? There's always a teacher who gives a fuck, Miles. You see? A teacher who watched shit like Stand and Deliver. Or Dangerous Minds, or better yet, To Serve with Love.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, Miles, To Serve with motherfucking love. See, and I recommend watching that bitch in black and white, Miles. You don't watch that bitch in color. I don't know if they colorize that motherfucker or not, Miles, but you gotta watch that bitch in black and white.
I think it's in color, though. But it's definitely, yeah. It's literally about black and white, so it may be best to watch
Miles,
in black and white.
It's best to watch black and white shit in black and fucking white, Miles. Why would you watch shit in color? See, why? Why do you need to watch this shit in color, Miles? You watch this bitch in black and white, Miles. Whew, you watch this shit in black and white. You got to watch it in black and white, Miles. You have to. That's the only way you feel it better in black and white, Miles. You
all
feel
right.
It better. You know what looks good in black and white?
What?
Fucking Oreos.
Right. See? Yeah, even if you colorized Oreos, they would just be black and white.
It don't fucking matter, Miles. That's the one goddamn cookie you can fucking eat in a black and white movie, and nobody gives a fuck, Miles. Fuck it up. Open it up. Are you a guy that opens up the cookie and eats the fucking inside and then eat the cookie, or you eat the whole fucking cookie at one time? What do you do?
I think I prefer to open it up, but in a pinch, I'll just eat the whole cookie.
Shit, in a pinch. I love people say in a pinch. I love that shit, man. I love in a pinch.
Who are you? What are you? How do you eat your cookie?
Oh, I open that bitch up, Miles. I open it up, and then I get another cookie, and I double stuff that bitch, Miles. I do my own double stuffing. I double stuff that bitch, Miles.
Yeah.
And I eat my shit in black and white. I get dressed in black and white and eat that motherfucker in black and white. See? But that's just me. You don't got to change your T-shirt and your pants and put black pants on and a white shirt on and a black hat. You don't got to do that. But I feel as though if I dress like one, I'm going to enjoy this goddamn Oreo even more.
Well, there's all...
And I'm black.
Yeah. There's all types of Oreos, and I'd call that a type 2. Oreo cookie for our diabetes fans out there.
For all the diabetes fans out there, take your insulin and be well. And
take care of yourself. Eat a good diet.
Yeah, and drink more water. Yeah. So
Stand and Deliver, Dangerous Minds, To Serve with Love, all classic movies about tough times in the classroom and inspired teachers.
Yeah, and these are all the movies were about, all these movies were about determined teachers in bad schools who inspired their students using unusual and unorthodox methods, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you trust me, man. Trust me, Miles. You walk into any bad school and somewhere there's a room with a teacher showing incredible old movies or making the kids stand on a desk and recite poetry. Oh, my.
Which would seem to be an insurance liability to get some kids up on a desk.
Man, Miles, I get it. I get it. But sometimes their method, as I said, it has to be unorthodox. See? Yeah. It has to be unorthodox, man. And sometimes you got to tie a motherfucker to a chair. You know? And I'm just telling you, Miles.
Probably never.
Miles, sometimes you got to duct tape a motherfucker to a chair sometimes to sit there and fucking pay attention.
Yeah, probably you wouldn't want to do that, but all right.
Maybe. I hear you, Miles, but if you are going to be a teacher that's here to influence and mold young minds, you got to duct tape them to a fucking chair once in a while, Miles.
Yeah. Teachers Association of America, I forget what it's called. I'm sure they would disagree, but I get what you're saying. So, all right, so let's get back to the quote. The quote was, miracles begin with you. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. And you're saying, even in this school where things seem so bleak, there's a room where anything is possible and kids are tied up.
Fuck yeah, Miles. And here's what you do. You put their fucking artwork, their poetry, their words, their dreams all around on every fucking wall, Miles.
That's wonderful.
Oh, Miles, it's fucking amazing. This room is a place of comfort, a place where you can fucking sit down and be grounded, even if it means being grounded by fucking duct tape.
Right. Woo! Man, it's a statement filled with good and bad, but yeah, I get Miles.
And to give all the teachers tasers. Tases, Miles.
Yeah, this classroom is getting worse.
You know, it's like you got. I think a taser goes up to 10. You put that bitch on like 2, 3.
Just give a little
buzz and shit. Mm. Yeah. You know, you dozing off in class or whatever. You give him a little bit.
Why don't you just wire the seats? Why don't you just wire the seats so you can shock kids?
Here's what's
a lot of wiring.
It don't make any sense to say this, but it does, Miles. It creates a tripping hazard. I know we got these motherfuckers duct taped to chairs and shit, and I'm tasing them a little bit to give them a little buzz and wake their ass up from dozing off on this goddamn essay. But to run those wires, Miles, it takes a whole lot of fucking wiring, and that becomes a tripping hazard if they get loose from the fucking duct tape.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with that. I will say, I think you got me with the school thing, but with any theory, you need two bits of evidence to prove it or something
True.
Yeah. So about, give me a second one. Give me a second source.
I got you. See where you're going at. How about this, Miles? You're a Star Trek fan, right? You love Star Trek.
You are
a Star Trek fan, Miles.
It's a great show. A lot of fun. Especially the old ones.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, man. Right. Well, look. That damn starship had a mission to fucking explore the universe. That was their mission, right?
Yeah.
To explore the vast universe.
It's like a 3-year mission or something.
A mission, Miles.
It's a 3-year mission.
And just knowing that they say space is endless adds to that fucking shit, man. When you say that fucking universe, you're talking about something they say never ends. Now, how they know it never ends, I don't know. So stop fucking with us and telling us shit like that you don't fucking know.
Okay.
Anybody out there who works with NASA, stop saying shit like that. If you ain't never been to the fucking end, you don't know if it's endless. Fuck you. How the fuck you know it's endless if you ain't never been down that road? You know how long it takes to even get to the moon, Miles? It takes time to do this shit.
A while, yeah.
You don't have stats. How the fuck you know it's endless? Stop saying shit like that.
Seems like it's a sore spot with you. But all right.
Yeah.
So Star Trek anyway. Is going on journey and exploring the universe.
Now, Miles, do you think they're looking for hope or despair?
Hope, I guess.
Yeah. That damn ship and whoever was the captain, Kirk, Picard, whoever the fuck, they had to believe all things were possible. See? Why else would Captain Kirk have sex with all those damn aliens? And he was tapping some alien ass. You hear me, Miles?
Yeah.
You know, how did he even know his Johnson would work on an alien's private parts, Miles? You got to know what they working with, what kind of plumbing they have. You don't know the plumbing.
Right. You got to outsee. You got to hope they have a tendency. You don't, I mean, well, whatever. You just want to make sure. And if you're putting it in something, that it's something that it should go in.
You fuck around and their privates is their navel, Miles, and you're humping in their fucking stomach. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't fucking know how they get pleasure.
You don't know.
Pumping in their navel, Miles. You don't know.
Right. It took me years to even understand how women felt pleasure.
Miles, come on now. This dude, this irresponsible fucking machine, fuck machine. Miles, he's humping.
But he believed all things were possible.
He believed all things were possible, man. You know, Miles, he didn't even know if he could get an alien pregnant or not, Miles. If he's going to have little aliens running around you know, and how many they had at a time. They fuck around and fuck that alien and have a litter of kids. Yeah, right. A litter of kids.
Yeah.
9, 8 fucking kids in one goddamn time. Mr. Fucking people and not knowing their plumbing.
Yep. Come and show you your kids and say, look, you have 22 abominable children.
Abominable fucking kids, Miles.
You don't know.
Woo! Woo!
So they believed to there was definitely some hope in miracles, I guess, in having sex with an alien.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, yeah. But see, Miles, here's the thing. The bridge of that starship, Miles, represents hope. You know? The hope that all things are possible, Miles. And just knowing that it exists is important, Miles. No. Think about the crew member that works on a ship in the plumbing and waste division. This motherfucker spends his time cleaning the drains and unstopping the toilet in the guest quarters that they let the alien dignitaries stay at, Miles. This motherfucker has to believe that one day he will get promoted to that damn bridge where anything is possible, Miles. But he got to work his way up from the shithouse up to the goddamn bridge.
You never see those crew members.
Miles, you never see those crew. They never talk about the ones, the true, unheralded fucking pioneers of space travel, space travel, Miles. Who is this motherfucker who cleans out the goddamn tanks that you are dropping loads in?
Right.
No, are they recycling that shit? Reprocessing it?
No, I think they just let it out in space.
They're letting that shit out in space, man. Miles, right now in space, there's shit floating around everywhere. There's shit just floating around forever, Miles. Forever, ever, and ever, Miles.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's corn.
Miles, that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, Miles. If that's how you're going to litter and fuck up the universe with shit up there.
That's horrible. Well, look, you gave me 2. I believe you. I believe the quote from The Jump, miracles begin with you. You must find the place inside yourself where nothing is impossible. As always, though, take us home, JB.
Look, Miles, Deepak laid this one out. So if I'm being honest, it was kind of easy, Miles. Well, I keep going back to that finger on that down person's fucking chin, Miles, and lifting that goddamn head up, Miles.
Yeah.
And making eye contact with them. And let them know where you're coming from. And maybe even thinking a throwback to the 70s. And you say some shit like, let me lay this on you. God damn it, Miles. I always love that shit right there. That always gets you going right there.
Like a scene from To Serve with Love. I could see him saying,
let me lay this on you.
Let me lay this on you.
Ooh,
little Sidney Poitier. Come here.
Sidney Poitier. Ooh.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
They call me Mr. Tibbs. God damn, I love that man right there. I love that man.
Ooh. You do him a little bit like a Kennedy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Oh, man, what a legend he was, man. Hey, but you know what? Here's what I'm going to say, Miles.
Yeah.
Let me cap this shit off like this. That AP classroom in that bad school, or that bridge and that damn starship, Miles. Those places reside in you. You the fucking bridge. You the fucking classroom. You know, that safe room with all the bright lights and that artwork and essays that you've created throughout your life, that place of hope, that place where anything and everything is possible is inside of you. And guess what, Miles? That duct tape is not tight. It's loose. It just want to let you know how it feels to be restrained and being focused on what the fuck is going on in this goddamn class. It's not there to restrain you. It's there to let you know how it feels to sit the fuck still and absorb some of this shit that's going on in this goddamn room. The beauty, the artwork, the essays, all this inspiration I'm fucking doing. If I gotta stand on this goddamn table to recite shit to you, that means I want you to know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I will go back to that same phrase, Miles. Let me lay this on you.
Okay.
Let me lay this on you.
All right. Lay it on me. What, did you already lay it on me?
No, I'm still.
I go back
to that because you need to be, some shit need to be laid on you.
Okay, I just didn't know if it had already been laid on me.
No, it depends. what you got out of what I just said. If you, now, if you got something out of that shit, I already fucking laid some shit on top of you. But that don't mean I'm done laying shit on top of you.
Okay. Well, it's getting heavy. It's like maybe that's why they said that in the 70s, too. Hey, man, it's a little heavy.
That's why you fucking need to be in your mind. See, that duct tape is not a physical duct tape, Miles. No. It's metaphorically speaking, I got to find a way to keep you in that fucking chair and keep your hope up, Miles.
The student told the principal it was actual duct tape.
It wasn't duct tape. You fuck with the mind, Miles, sometimes.
Yeah.
You go over to a person and you talk to them. You distract them with your words. I want you to sit the fuck here, and I want you to fucking learn something this today. None of that thinking about can't wait till fucking lunchtime to go in the fucking courtyard and smoke a goddamn cigarette and shit. Or right. You're thinking about lunch is pizza day or some shit like that. I don't want you to do that. So while I'm talking to you and I grab that fucking finger and put it on your chin and lift your goddamn head up, guess what you can't see, Miles? You can't see me putting this imaginary tape around your fucking leg. Miles, sometimes.
So what's the takeaway? Lay the takeaway on me. Wrap it up in a couple sentences so we can get out of here.
Miles, here's what I'm saying, Miles. All that shit you have created throughout your life, that place of hope, that place where anything and everything is possible, is inside of you. Now, hopefully, you visit it frequently enough that there's no cobwebs. There's no cobwebs there, Miles, or anything. But just in case you haven't been there in a while, take some time and go there. Bring some cleaning supplies. Put a new box of baking soda in the fridge, which I love doing, Miles. It absorbs all the fucking odors of that goddamn fridge.
Yeah, definitely.
Then sit down in that room on your comfy-ass couch and dream that all things are truly possible. And then get out into this world and make it so. That's from Star Trek, Miles.
Make it so. I know that line.
Of course you do.
Make it so, number one.
You're a motherfucking Trekkie, Miles.
Woo! Yeah. Well, that was great, JB. That all things are possible. Mm-hmm. You know what? If our listeners could spend any time with you, they would realize that you believe it, and you believe it so much you make others feel it and believe it too.
Of course I do. Shit.
Well.
Duct tape your ass with that motherfucking chair. Sit the fuck down.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Sound Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar a network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment along with a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also, please leave your favorite quotes and your questions for Ask JB. Leave them there as well, or you can send them to us at mayielaborate@gmail.com. That's hard to say because it's new. If you notice, this is new. This is not the normal thing I say. But we have an email address, mayielaborate@gmail.com. Leave us your questions for Ask JB. We will definitely be looking at those and featuring some of them on the show. Also be on the lookout for some special celebrity guest friends of JB. Those episodes are always a lot of fun. You know that. And tell a friend about our podcast. Why don't you? Don't be stingy and keep it all to yourself. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
the guy who's going to put his finger under your chin and lift your goofy ass head up.
Touching you inappropriately. That's who he is. He's JB Smoove. And we will see you next time.
I put one chin under your ear and one in that thing in your ear and my thumb on your chin. See that? That way that little hand.
This has been a Team Coco production.